This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, if you saw the words, "Enter if you dare or you'll be scared," written on the front of the house, would you move in?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free, see if you like it. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon.
Hey.
Answering that question, if you saw the words, "Enter if you dare or you'll be scared," written on the front of a house, would you move in that house?
Well, I you know, I look at it this way. It could be a real like gem fixer upper, but obviously it's going to take some fixing up and to do.
Me, I'd be like, no, no, I don't want to live in there. No, it's a nice little house, but no, there's a reason.
You know, it's going to need a lot of work.
I think it was written in crayon or something like that.
Oh,
it's like, I don't know.
Like, enter if you dare because they're spirits, or enter if you dare because it's like, you know,
a money
in really
pit.
Bad shape and the floor could cave in, kind of enter if you dare.
Yes. So either way, that's not a good scenario.
No, it's not.
Because that just seems like kind of a warning, and maybe you should heed it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure enter if you dare would fall under, you know, dire warning.
It's like, you should at least think about it. Stand there for a minute and be like, wonder if I should heed that. I'm not sure what I should do about that. Well, I'll share this story with you. It says, this is Miguel from Southern California. I've had a few experiences I want to share and will leave the names out. These take place back in 2007 to 2010 when my girlfriend, now wife, my son and I were living at my parents' single-story home near Rialto, California. This small house my parents were renting out didn't have a creepy feeling to it, but mostly everyone who lived there had an experience. One night around 9 p.m., I was sitting at a computer in the living room. The only light was from the TV and the computer. My son was sleeping on the couch. He was 5 at the time. The front door was open during the evening because it was the summertime and the breeze would keep the living room cooled a bit. My parents were coming back in from walking the dog and were a couple houses down when I heard my dad whistle and yell something. So I got up, I walked out of the already open door onto the front porch. By that time, my parents were reaching the house and my dad asked me, Why was my grandson running out here with no shoes on? Puzzled, I said, what are you talking about? My father then continued to say that when he was a couple of houses away, he saw what looked like my barefoot son run out of the house, down the driveway, about 3 car lengths, then turn back around, run into the house, and that's when he whistled and yelled to my son to get back in the house and put shoes on. Well, that didn't happen. We were all creeped out and had shivers go down our spines when I told him that my son had been sleeping for a couple hours and I was next to him the whole time and I would have seen him or heard him get up. My son was the only child in the house at that time. Then on another night, my sister and female cousin, who were between 14 and 16, were asleep on one of the bedrooms. Were asleep in one of the bedrooms. Each had a twin bed to sleep on. My cousin was sleeping and turned from lying on her side facing the wall to her other side facing the middle of the room when she felt someone staring at her. She opened her eyes and saw a face staring back at her right in front of her. Startled, she sat up quickly, rubbed her eyes, turned to look back to where she had seen the face, and it was gone. This happened in a matter of 2 seconds. She said it seemed to be child's height, but couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl as it happened so fast. The same cousin on another night, a couple of years later, was sitting in a car parked across the street from the house around 2 a.m. with a friend, listening to the radio and conversing when she happened to look at the driveway to the house and saw what looked like a small black grocery bag move up the driveway along the ground toward the house and grow in size to about 4 feet tall and disappear between the house and the front of the car that was parked up against it. She said there was no wind and she didn't tell her friend what she had seen for fear of being ridiculed or made fun of. That's weird. There's 2 things happen on the driveway.
Right.
This last experience is a head scratcher. This involves my wife and me simultaneously while asleep around midnight. I will try to explain this as best as possible, so I apologize if this doesn't make total sense. I will start with my experience. I was asleep lying on my back in the living room floor, on the living room floor next to my wife. I dreamt that I had opened my eyes and saw an apparition hover from the dark hallway, then over the couch that my son was sleeping on, stopping parallel and directly over me. I snapped out of the dream, and when I awoke, I was already sitting up looking over at the couch into the dark hallway where the entity came from. I don't remember sitting up. I only remember the dream and the point of when I was sitting up staring into the hallway. So, could have been a dream, a scary dream, but that could have been a dream. So then it says, my wife then kept asking me what was wrong, and I was silent for a minute as I was confused and was thinking, was it a dream? And then I said, nothing's wrong. Went back to sleep. Now, my wife's experience. While she was sleeping, she said she felt a menacing presence of something as if someone was face to face with her and as if she didn't like her being there. She was very uncomfortable and tried to wake up. When she did wake up, she saw me sitting up, looking over at the couch toward the dark hallway, and that's when she asked me what was wrong. The apparition in my dream looked like an old man wearing a tattered cloak and was translucent with a whitish glow, kind of like the Sith Lord in Star Wars. Am I saying that right? You know this stuff.
Yeah, you are, actually.
Okay,
well done.
Thank you. Only I hadn't seen a Star Wars movie until recently. The next morning is when I asked my wife if I remember. Oh, sorry. The next morning is when my wife asked if I remember freaking out last night. After talking about it, we realized our dreams happened at the same time, and we woke up close to the same time and had the same feeling. I think that this entity came over the couch and looked at me face to face, then over to my wife, and somehow, while in a dream state, we were able to pick up on it. We haven't lived in that house for many years, but we still talk about our experiences. I would love to hear your opinions on this and what you might think was going on at the house. I think there was a child and another entity that was trying to communicate to whoever was living there. I want to add that when we moved into the house and while we were living there, on the front of the house, underneath the window, were the words, "Enter if you dare or you will be scared." These words looked like a child wrote it and with red crayon. We assumed that one of the neighbor kids wrote it as it was a heavily populated neighborhood and didn't really think much of it until now. I love your show. Listen to it at work every day. I have a few more stories. I'll send those in another time. Miguel. So after you've heard the whole story, do you have some different thoughts?
Well, no, I think they're sort of connected.
Okay.
And that is that whatever this entities is or are, I think they are tapping into dreams. And when the child runs out of the house, down the driveway, and back again, right? It went back again. Mm-hmm. You know, I have heard stories of what I guess maybe we would call an astral projection, only that, you know, an entity appears to someone in their dream and says, "Come with me." And you go, you go with them, you follow them, and then you're out walking, you know, outside of your house or in the grass or wherever with them. And I'm wondering if this entity approached this child in his sleep, coaxed him out, because like people will say that they really saw this person outside. It isn't just like, you know, it's in your dream. You're just dreaming this. But people will say, yeah, we saw you yesterday out in the grass or over here or wherever it was that they went. And the person wakes up again in their bed and people say, we saw you.
See, I think it might have been a child's spirit, not necessarily their kid. Because mom and dad are walking the dog, they're a couple houses away when they see this. Mm-hmm. So it might have just been the same size, or it could have been mimicking the size of the kid and look like the kid. But it wasn't. Heck, it could have been even something much darker, you know, mimicking things and making the parents think it was the kid.
But I sort of think it was him. Whatever it was coming to everybody in their dreams.
See, and I think there are two different things going on. I got the feeling there's like a kid spirit, and then I got the feeling like the dream thing, I do think is weird that it does sound like it happened at the same time to them. Like he woke up because he saw something. She woke up. She sees how he's sitting there looking. You know, so it does seem like something happened to them while they were asleep. But that seemed dark and menacing and something else. That didn't feel good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I just feel like this might have been some sort of astral projection and that it really was his child. And he got to the end of the driveway and then got scared and realized and then headed back to the house to get back.
Yeah, that's deep for me. Astral projection is just one of those things I kind of can get, but for the most part, I really don't. I have a hard time wrapping my brain around it.
Well, I'm you know, I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
Because I get the...
I just think that the parents saw it and thought it was their grandchild.
Yeah. But I,
you know,
astral projection, like, I get how I could do it and, like, I could be in a spirit form, but not, like, anybody seeing me. That's the part that I don't know.
I mean, this is kind of the... You have to, you know, believe in lots of different, you know, possibilities when you're talking about the things that we're talking about. So, you know, I have heard this where people say, you know, I saw you, and they'll be like, no, I was at home asleep. And then, no, I saw you.
I don't know. There is like a Taylor Swift doppelganger out there. So there could be people who just look like you.
Maybe.
Have you seen the Taylor Swift girl? She keeps popping up on my Instagram feed, but she looks exactly like Taylor Swift. And she does that intentionally, too. She does her makeup, her hair, everything, but she looks exactly like Taylor Swift. I don't know about that. I definitely think there's something going on in that house. And I think that written in crayon on the house is just creepy. I just know if I would see a house and that would be written on it. And then, because I get so scared anyway, that every part of me would be like, you can't live here. That's a warning. So I don't
I think for a lot of us, it would be, you know, that we would think that. But they apparently were like, oh, some kids, you know, goofing around wrote that and, you know, didn't pay any attention to it. So I can see, you know.
But in retrospect, now they're thinking of it a little differently.
That's right.
Well, here is our next caller. Here you go.
Okay.
Hi, this is Ashley, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. And I had a quick story I wanted to tell you. So in my past, I've been able to predict things via dreams. It's not world events. It's mainly events that apply to myself, into my life. And so I also have visitation dreams as well. Past family members are able to visit in my dreams, and usually in the dream it will be just me and the family member, and they're not talking, but maybe I'll see things or just conversate with them. But anyway, so one night, it was during the COVID pandemic, you know, we're at home, we're not doing anything, and my husband and I were in the kitchen talking, and he did something that I didn't really care for. And it kind of resulted me into feeling alone, no one to talk to. Some women might understand what I'm talking about when I say this. But anyway, so I went to bed that night. I was still broken and hurt and just, I felt alone. I didn't know who to talk to. Like, my grandparents on my dad's side are mainly the people that I consider my parents. And I figured they would just give me some, like, 1950s answer to my problem. And so I went to bed crying. I haven't done that before, really. And maybe last time I did that was in high school. And so I go to bed with all this anxiety, tears, everything. And I get a visitation. And it's my grandma on my mom's side. And so I feel this wave of just, like, relief. My anxiety gone. And I get kind of scared because I'm like, whoa, like, you're dead. Like, you know, why am I seeing you? And then I hear a voice saying, it's your family. It's okay. And I'm like, oh, that's right. How silly. And I kind of felt, I remember in my dream, I was like, oh, that's so silly. I'm embarrassed. Why would I even think that, you know? And so we had this, we didn't have a conversation. I talked to her, but it was more or less just feeling the anxiety go away. And it got me thinking, does anybody else in my family really feel this? And so I reached out to my grandpa, who's still living, on my dad's side. I was like, hey, do you guys have this? You know, I predict things. I can talk to family members. Do you guys have this? And my grandma responded by saying, your grandpa has, but for work things. And she didn't really elaborate on more. I asked my living mother, and she said, no one on that side of the family had that thing. So I'm like, holy cow. And so just the other day, I have two kids. My oldest woke up from sleep and said she had a dream her glasses broke. I'm like, girl, your glasses are on the windowsill. It's fine. She said, no. I had a dream my glasses broke. My glasses broke. And I'm like, okay, well, I get the glasses and I give them to my husband. He looks at them and he goes, they're broken. Your glasses are broken. Which would have been weird because my daughter would definitely have brought it up the night before. That's just how her character is. So I just thought it was kind of funny that I have written stories in the past to you guys. I just thought it was funny how just remembering on my past life that by listening to your podcast, I'm finding more about my family tree when it comes to predicting things or visitations. But that is my story. Have more that I could certainly submit, but that's it. Thank you. Bye.
So we've had that conversation before about things like that kind of being passed down generationally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, definitely could be.
Oh, yeah.
But
Most definitely.
The part that made me laugh the most is she didn't want to talk to her grandparents because she thought they'd give her some kind of 1950s advice.
Sometimes some of the best advice is 1950s advice. It's pretty black and white, you know, it's this or it's this. Sometimes that is good advice. No, I think that's really interesting. Now, when she's talking about prediction dreams, is she talking that she's seeing future events in her dreams?
Well, things like, you know, the glasses being broke or, you know, just something that happens. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's a big thing, like she could predict some war starting or something like that.
She said it was things in her life. Yeah. But I meant, you know, does she see this thing, you know, in her dreams that happens and then it happens?
That's my guess.
Okay. Because, you know, when I'm trying to get my head exactly around prediction dreams, because it could be that, or it could be that you've gotten hints that something maybe is going to occur, or, you know, maybe people are telling you things. So I just wasn't sure whether she sees it or whether she's told it or exactly what.
I think in your dream, it could probably present in a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it is real obvious. Maybe it's kind of more like a dreamlike and then you interpret it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be a little of both. But I do like the idea of, you know, being upset and a loved one comes to you in a dream to comfort you. I think that's beautiful.
Oh, I do too.
And once again, I think you could tell the difference if you're having a basic dream. Even if it was a basic dream and you just dreamt that your grandma showed up to give you some comfort, or if it felt more like a visitation dream. And I think hers feels like visitation dreams.
I do too. Yeah.
Because there's just times you need your grandma to be like, hey, you got this. I know times suck right now, but you're okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to hear that.
Yeah.
I wish we all were able to have that.
Well,
because I've had it before, but, you know, on a regular basis, like when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be
awesome. That would be nice.
I would like that very much.
Yeah. And when it happens in a dream, it isn't frightened. Well, I mean, sometimes like in her dream, she was a little at first, oh my God, you're dead. And then, you know, she heard, you know, don't worry, it's family, it's okay. And then she was, oh, that was silly for me to fret about that in this dream. But I think sometimes like, you know, we've mentioned before, seeing an apparition or seeing them there would be maybe way over the top, that most people couldn't handle that.
Right.
But coming to you in a dream would be one way that they could more gently talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Because it would scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, it would.
And you know what? We got enough going on. We don't need the shit scared out of us by our loved ones.
No.
It's just too much. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can also become a premium subscriber if you would like. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and commercial-free versions of the show. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts. You can also do that through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.